Hey guys, it's Aaron with the Alkaline Radio here, and today I just thought I'd talk about food prep. Because I know that when I first got started on this journey, if I never had any alkaline foods right next to me, I know that it was super hard for me to kind of make sure that I stay eating the foods that are strictly on the nutritional guide, right? So then I just thought that today I'd give you guys some tips that might work for some of you guys, right? So I know that when I first got started on this journey, I was actually working as a sports journalist, right? So I know that most of my work was actually at home. So because of that, I was able to, I was around my all I necessarily needed was my laptop, and I have a home office. So in the mornings, I would be conveniently located near my my kitchen, right? So I would just be able to eat alkaline food. So it really wasn't a hassle, and I didn't need to meal prep or do anything like that, right? But I actually ended up starting another. It's kind of like a. It's essentially like a plumbing, little local plumbing company around here. And when I ended up starting that a couple of years ago, I actually started it like 2 years ago. When I first started that, because I'm always traveling around. I'm not really at home as often. When I first got like started doing this, it was extremely difficult, right? Because I would be I literally wouldn't have any. Like foods on me, right? I would just bring like little snacks. So I would just bring like a bag of currants, or like a box of a little container full of Brazil nuts, or just something simple, right? Something simple to just snack on. If I was just gone for a while, right? Gone for like a couple hours. But at that point in time, I was eventually gonna be gone like all day, right? And so I was gone from like 9 a.m. till like sometimes even like 7, 8, 9 at nighttime, right? And because of that, if I'm not like I've told you guys, there's not any alkaline restaurants in Vancouver, so I wasn't. I was kind of stuck, right? If I never took any foods, any proper food with me to work, then essentially I was just gonna end up having to eat whatever was located close to me. And then because of that, I knew that I was gonna kind of fall off the wagon and start eating, consuming some of these foods that I know that I shouldn't be consuming, right? I knew that I was gonna end up falling back on eating some of those things just because you're hungry, and. I had to start like kind of brainstorming to myself like which ways I can start kind of preparing food so that I could kind of take it with me, and if sometimes whenever I'm hungry I could just start having a snack, right? So first thing I started doing was actually I went on the internet and I searched I think it's Ty's Conscious Kitchen Food Prep, I think something like that. I'm pretty sure it was Ty's Conscious Kitchen Food Prep, right? I just searched alkaline food prep. And or it might have been Crush Foster on YouTube. I don't know who it was, right? Sorry guys, if I don't remember, right? But anyway, so I started searching food prep things, right, and how to prepare my food for the week. And because I was kind of stuck because I knew that I would prepare my food. I would only prepare it maybe like for 3 days worth, right? I don't normally like to go past like 3 days, just personal preference. So I would prepare it maybe like 3 days worth. So I'd cook a bunch of quinoa so that it's like 3 days worth of quinoa, a bunch of veggies. I would just cut up. So like on Sundays, I made a mental note to myself after watching some of these videos. I was like, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cook a bunch of quinoa on Sunday. I'm going to cook a bunch of vegetables. I'm going to cook a couple of like sauces and stuff like that. Right. So I'd make like a mango orange sauce, or like, some sort of whatever sauces I was just thinking about making, right? Whatever ones I kind of want to be creative with, right? Like, let's say like a barbecue sauce or something like that. I would make a bunch of these, and then, I would have all this stuff in a container, and I'd put it in my fridge, right? And so essentially throughout the week, whatever days, I would end up being gone for the whole day, I would just make sure that I have, all the food that I kind of have prepared. So I would just get a bunch of the quinoa, kind of put it in, like a big container, put a bunch of the veggies in a container, then just put whatever sauce that I kind of wanted to mix and match with those things, and then kind of just, take a snack. So, another container of Brazil nuts or fruits or greens, right? Like whatever it is, right? Sometimes I would just take like watercress or just kale and just eat that raw, whatever, right? For some of you guys that maybe don't want to do that, just think of whatever type of alkaline snacks you guys like and take them. I know that I see some people, again, over here, I don't know, I can't really ever find them. They're like these seaweed strips that I see people in the States snacking on a lot. Again, we don't really have those here. So I think they're called like kelp strips or something like that. I don't know. There's a lot of little things that you guys could snack on. There's a lot of great snackable items that, you guys could take with you guys to work too, right? But anyways, right? That's not the topic at hand. The topic at hand is essentially just, the more my point was, I realized that I was in a situation where I was going to be gone all day, and I didn't want to keep on making excuses for why I was going to keep on falling off, you know, straying away from this lifestyle, and keep on making excuses like, oh, you know, well, I don't really have any food, or, oh, there's no alkaline restaurants here, or, oh, there was nothing conveniently located next to me. Like, I just wanted to kind of make sure that none of that stuff existed. So I made sure I had 3 days worth of food, and I was like, all right, so for these next 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to have this. I'm going to have my quinoa with whatever fresh sauce that I made, and then whatever it was, the veggies or whatever veggies it was, right? And then I just did this for 3 days. And then when Wednesday would come, Wednesday night would come, and I would come back later on, I would start, if I was able to, I would prepare a little bit more. Or usually, because on Wednesdays when I come back, I would actually be able to prepare a little bit more. So I would just end up later on in the day preparing a little bit more for the next 2 days. And then I would just be set, right? Yeah, but what I eventually started to realize is this was, it was super helpful, because I started to realize when I was in a situation, so sometimes when I'd be with some of my friends or some of my coworkers, and these guys would, you know, they're not all following this alkaline lifestyle, so sometimes these guys would be eating like McDonald's or like White Spot Burgers, right? Triple O's, I don't know what it's called all around the world, like Dairy Queen. These guys would be eating, like consuming pretty bad foods, right? And you know, during lunch, these guys would always want to eat those things. And I know that if I never continued to, not that I wanted to consume any of those foods, but like if I didn't keep on meal prepping, I was going to eventually have to eat something, right? And I knew that I was going to end up falling back on that and just consuming whatever these guys would consume, right? And I know that sometimes that again, when I first got started, when I would do this and I'd kind of stray away from it, and the random times I would kind of like lapse and eat something that I knew I shouldn't be eating, I knew that I would just regret it like the whole day. I wouldn't feel as energized. I wouldn't feel as, like, I just didn't feel like my brain and my whole body was working at 100% efficiency like it does when I'm eating alkaline foods, right? I have energy for days. You know, I feel like I could run all day. I feel like I could, my mind's working at 100% efficiency. And as opposed to when I'm eating some of these foods that aren't really like on the nutritional guide and, you know, aren't alkaline foods, you'll eat these things and like for like lunch, and all of a sudden you'll feel like tired, right? And you'll be like kind of like yawning and kind of like dragging yourself throughout the day. So like, anyways, right? But the moral of the point is just, I didn't want to feel this way, so I was like, all right, I got to do something, and I need to find out some way so that when I'm not conveniently located to any of my alkaline foods, I have them with me, and I'm able to consume these things. So again, so what I did was essentially, like I've been telling you guys, is you know, I just packed meal prep 3 days in advance. So, right, I would meal prep on Sundays for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then on Wednesday night, when I came back, I would just try to meal prep for Thursday and Friday. And then honestly, this ended up helping me like crazy, right? Because like, honestly, I would mix and match because I never wanted quinoas, vegetables, and like the same stuff every single day. Like, so like some days, later on in the day when I'd come home and I'd make dinner, I would have, I'd make like Jamaican jerk patties. I would just end up, whatever was leftovers, I would just, you know, have those over the next 2 days. Or if I made a bunch of pasta, I would just make a bunch of it, so then I could have some leftovers for the next 2 days, right? Whatever the case may be, right? Maybe if you want something a little bit more fresh, just meal prep for like a day in advance or whatever the case may be, right? Just the moral of this whole story here is the fact of, you know, I know some of you guys, maybe some of you guys are going through the same situation where you guys feel like, whenever you're not conveniently, you know, there's no alkaline foods for you guys just to reach and grab whenever you guys are kind of hungry or you want a snack, that you feel like you kind of stray away from me, you start eating things that, you know, you probably know you shouldn't be consuming, right? I was in that same boat, and I was in that same situation where, you know, you're essentially gone all day, and you know, your mind will honestly try to play tricks with you and just be like, oh, just eat this, eat, like, I don't know what for you guys, but sometimes so I remember one day one of my coworkers stopped at Subway, right, and I ended up just grabbing, like, a vegetarian sub, you know, minus the cheese and stuff, but whatever, I grabbed a sub. This was honestly, like, the last time I had Subway, and we ate it for lunch, and I remember I was so, like, I just felt like I was just dragging myself around all day, as opposed to when I'd be eating my proper alkaline foods, and I'd be making sure I have my greens, my fruits, you know, just make sure I have all the minerals that my body needs, right? And that I'm consuming those things. I noticed that, you know, my brain would be working at 100%, you know, my eyes would be wide open. I would feel I'm like kind of yawning and kind of like feeling tired and sluggish, as opposed to when I'm eating properly. I feel like I have energy for days. I feel like I can just keep going. I feel like, you know, I don't really plan on stopping anytime soon or something like that, right? Like, as opposed to when I'm eating, consuming things that are on the nutritional guide, I feel like, you know, tired and kind of lazy, and you just feel like, you know, you just want to take a nap or something, right? But so, yeah, guys. So essentially, I just want to tell you guys that, like, if some of you guys are kind of struggling with the same situation, my suggestion would just be just meal prep, guys. Honestly, me, I hate meal prepping in the sense of I like eating my food fresh. So that was the reason why I went and meal prep. I would just meal prep like latest 3 days in advance, or like maybe like meal prep for even 2 days ahead, because I don't want my, you know, just me specifically, I just don't want to eat stuff. Yeah, from 3 days, 3-4 days before. But, you know, there's honestly nothing wrong with it. I know tons of people that do it, right? But, yeah, it's honestly just general preference of what you guys want to do. My personal preference is I'm kind of picky like that, so that's just what I do. But, you know, for some of you guys, if it works, then, you know, it works. But, guys, yeah, that's just all I kind of want to give you guys an idea of, is, like, some of you guys probably might be struggling, and you guys are like, I know my brother's like tries to stick to the alkaline lifestyle as much as he can, but whenever he's out and about, he's pretty bad at sticking to this lifestyle. He probably like eats alkaline food like 60% of the time, like the other 40% of the time he's kind of like straying away from it. But anyway, but what I realize is, like, I notice off him is the reason why he strays away from it sometimes is, and this is my older brother, right, the one that's sometimes pretty bad with staying on this lifestyle. But anyway, so what I'll notice with him is, like, is because of that, like, he won't really meal prep. Like, when I'll be meal prepping on Sundays and on Wednesdays, he'll be like, oh, you're like, whatever, right? Like, oh no, like, I don't really want to do that, or like, he doesn't want to go out of his way and have to do it and stuff. So, you know, I just find it funny, because then the next days, whenever, you know, we have stuff to do, and sometimes me and him will be working together, I'll just be laughing because he'll be all like tired and kind of like sluggishly walking around, and I'll be energized like crazy, because, you know, I'm just making sure I'm consuming, you know, these good foods for you, right? And that are giving the body that's giving the body electricity and feeding the body electricity and allowing the body to function, you know, at 100% efficiency, right? And yeah, so honestly, from that perspective, I think I kind of even learn off him. So I'll just see, I'll be like, all right, well, you know, Steven's doing a bad job of not really meal prepping and making sure that, you know, he, you know, if he's going to be gone for like X amount of hours, he takes some snacks with him or takes some other things with him to that, you know, so that when he gets hungry, he doesn't decide to just stop somewhere and just, you know, just eat the first thing he could see, right? So guys, I know that this has been super, super helpful for me, and I hope that it's helpful for you guys, because I know at the end of the day, you feel amazing. Just first off, realizing that, you know, you're doing your body good. And then at the end of the day, again, it's just at the end of the day, there's always that bigger transformation, right? Of like realizing, like, oh yes, like I'm finally doing what I told myself, right? I knew for the longest time I was kind of like putting it off. I was like, oh, I don't want to meal prep. Like, I was kind of like so lazy to, like, I'm like on Sundays, ah, oh, I don't want to be cooking all my food for 3 days in advance. But like after, like the first week that I did it, it was the hardest, when I was like, oh, I got to do this. Oh my goodness. And I'm preparing all this food and stuff. But then the next week got a little easier. Then the next week got a little easier. And then honestly, when you're noticing how you feel on a daily basis by making sure you're always like, you always have your meal prep and the right foods that you should be eating next to you, you start to feel just amazing 24/7, right? Instead of just feeling amazing whenever you have, you know, the foods that are on the nutritional guide located near you, right? So I honestly hope that this helps some people out there, because I know that's maybe some of you guys were struggling with the same maybe some of you guys are in the same situation that I was in, and maybe for some of you pros out there, you know, you guys just wanted to hear me rap for today. But guys, that was just kind of my little topic of discussion for today. So honestly, for some of you guys, that maybe if some of you guys, even if it's just one of you, is struggling whenever you don't have these alkaline foods located conveniently by you, honestly, just meal prep. All right. And next time when you're grocery shopping or when you're grabbing foods, just make sure you grab some alkaline snacks that when you're on the go, you could eat those. You know, honestly, fruits and stuff are great too. But sometimes I know that, you know, I honestly don't have time sometimes to even get a box, quickly cut up my fruits, put it in there and go. So sometimes I'll just get a handful of walnuts, put it in a container and just leave or something like that. Right. Nice, something convenient. Nice and convenient and easy, right? Or like a bunch of dates or something like that. Whatever the case may be, guys, just be creative. Again, use the internet as a resource if you guys ever have any questions in regards to like meal prep. Just search like alkaline meal prep on YouTube. I know that's what I did, and started to see some great other alkaline channels and people sharing some great wisdom and some great information that, you know, honestly helped me a lot. So I hope that this helps some of you guys. And again, if you guys like this podcast, it'd be awesome if you guys gave it 5 stars. And talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya. Bye.